Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Good evening, everyone, from Western Montana. You're now listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers. Today is November the 4th, 2018. You're welcome to join us in the chat room and on frequencyradio.chattango.com. Kenneth, our board op, is in the control room with his Wonder Dog Trigger. Kenneth is going to be doing a lot of tonight here for the board operation, so I hope you appreciate his remote playing and trying to get these segments timed right, as well as mine. The phone lines right now are temporary. I'll later open them up at such time that you're welcome to call in at 1-800-313-9443. The theme for tonight's show is passive acceptance. We daily see this in our lives where we're supposed to just accept things. But I'll get onto this and you'll understand what I'm getting to. Let's start out with two quotes here real fast. The consciousness of intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in a democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitutes an invisible government, which is true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays. Flashed up there. Brzezinski said the whole world had become politically awakened, adding that over all the world, people are aware of what's happening politically, and we're consciously aware of the global inequities, inequalities, and the lack of respect and the exploitation. Mankind is now politically awakened and stirring, said Brzezinski, adding that in his combination with his fractured elite makes it much more difficult context for any major power, including currently the leading world power, the United States. With that, I'm going to have Ken play clip number one here, and this is FDR's campaign promise.
I have said this before, but I shall say it again and again and again. Your boys are not going to be sent into any foreign war.
Out of that, over 400,000 U.S. boys died. Politicians are great. They continually, like, if you're watching the media, the newspapers, whatever, they're constantly bashing each other about who's the best rep here, who's the best rep there. And generally you find out they all built up on lies, just as well as, and I'm going to highlight tonight a lot of interesting links to pharmaceuticals. And this is important in our day of time because with suicide rates that are continually climb, and all these politicians being bought by these big pharma type government type things. I can hear something click in the background. Must be Ken. Anyway, so for the regular listeners here on RBN, you may have heard through the recording of Ben Swan talking about what most people didn't know about the appointment of Brett Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh's links also to the Patriot Act as well as other constitutional issues that he's against. His sordid history with the Clintons, other law firms. Then there's the Ken Starr. If you go through the Wikipedia on Brett Kavanaugh there and you follow the links and you can see who's related to who, and it's, to me, when you do that, it's all a huge inside job. This would include links that link things like Vince Foster, Seth Rich, Michael Hastings, and the list grows. And much of you know this as the Clinton body count. Again, we're going to get into some drugs. This passive acceptance has allowed Americans to watch via news or TV shows the slow destruction of our Constitution and our rights that go along with it. I don't know what the hell's wrong with this computer. I could be reading or something like that, and all of a sudden the screen jumps up. It does it all the time. Anyway, I'm going to have to find my place again. We have seen shows like SWAT, Cops, and all the detective shows where today's law enforcement, in case after case, forcibly break down doors into the homes of Americans, their dogs murdered. The law enforcement who imply that those who assert their rights are compared to those in the DHS memo as sovereign citizens, or like the Spokane sheriff saying that constitutionalists are compared to ISIS. We can freely watch on YouTube where law enforcement officers who brag about how they are actually trained to scream, "Stop resisting," so that bystanders can confirm the officer's story later on. As a fellow citizen is dragged to the ground, repeatedly kicked in the face, and for his defense, tries to cover his face. But with other officers wanting to tie his hands behind his back through cuffs and whatever like that, they yell out this, "Stop resisting." And again, this can be for offenses like jaywalking. Last week we read the story there of a man that was shot twice in the back where the police followed him into a bathroom and they shot him. And the reason they followed him was because of jaywalking. And what gets me the most about this is how all these law enforcement today get away with murder, basically. And I'll get more into this here. But we're supposed to continually, as we're told through the media, to continually to support the military and the boys in blue. And again, like Fox's show, Cops, and the music. Like that, and we're supposed to sit on the edge of the chair like that, just waiting for the next shoe to drop. And a lot of this stuff is when you watch the SWAT teams and stuff break down people's doors is no different than when watching news from Iraq, say, and the U.S. military busting down doors over there in the in whichever town. But we're supposed to support this, but these are the same premises of this passive acceptance to where we allow this stuff to happen and say nothing about it. And the only time Americans do is when it happens to them. Then suddenly they're the victims, but they don't realize that anyone else is a victim. And these shows like Cops and stuff, they highlighted a lot of the Black and Latino things, people, you know. But the fact is, the Blacks and Latinos are Americans. We're all Americans. And so if they're doing this to someone else and violating their rights, they're doing it to you. So this passive acceptance here has got to come into someone's mind. We have all allowed the war on drugs and terror to strip America of their rights and our constitutional laws, as I mentioned. Hoorah. And again, I cannot stress much, the point that we're all Americans. And so the oppression of anyone, and I don't, you know, if someone's got some racism in their heart or something like that, if you think attacking Hispanics or something like that is great, people never look at the actual cause of why people flee certain areas. And I've always commented the fact there is that perhaps a lot of people come to America because it's the only place not being bombed or having their governments overthrown, as well as a massive corruption in those governments. Just like in Brazil, that entire government is laden with massive corruption. Of course, Israel is forming alliances with them. But where's my time here? All right, I need to get on here. So, but here's a fact here. Again, I want to impress this. To violate anyone's rights, you're violating everyone's rights. And so we Americans have through history and times have been witnesses to see how the state has murdered presidents, politicians, lawyers, journalists, and those like you and I. We have seen verification that the CIA and FBI have deliberately used patsies to work their agenda. We have also witnessed massive vote fraud in countless elections, the use of immigrants to steal elections to give those same voting rights, as well as, because of our passive acceptance, we still do nothing. We have seen the BLM with their land seizures, the Bundys, the Hammonds, Ruby Ridge, Waco, where these same fractions in this government that we want or are told to claim as ours, violating everyone's rights, murder, whether it's Bible-thumping Christians, gun owners, and shockingly, those who demand their rights afforded to them as citizens of this once beautiful country. So I'm going to get in my video here. So I'm going to have Ken play the first portion of this clip here, and I want you to, I'm going to take you back here to Jonestown. This is an era that I grew up with because I did some radio traffic for them. They said there was only one operating radio station over there, and it belonged to a CIA agent. But we did a shopping list type stuff of what they needed. But anyway, I'll have Ken play that first clip here. Go ahead, Ken.
Manipulate, coerce people to do just about anything. And we see this demonstrated in military training or in the kind of conditioning that people go through when they get involved in. I think it's possible to brainwash, manipulate, coerce people to do just about anything. And we see this demonstrated in military training or in the kind of conditioning that people go through when they get involved in cults. And they do things that are certainly way outside of the normal parameters of what they would consider moral.
Nowhere was this more evident than in the small South American country of Guyana in the winter of 1978. The place was called Jonestown. On the surface, it appeared to be a gathering of ethnically diverse families assembled by the Reverend Jim Jones to live their dream of a racially harmonious society.
This reporter spoke to many Jonestown people. They all insisted that it was a peaceful and productive place in which to live.
Are you happy here?
Oh, well, I should say I am. I've never been any happier in my life.
Despite the outward appearance of normality, reports of sexual abuse, torture, and members being held against their will filtered back to the United States. San Francisco Congressman Leo Ryan flew to Guyana to investigate the allegations.
I'm very glad to be here. This is a congressional inquiry, and I think that all of you know that I'm here to find out more about questions that have been raised about your operation here. But I can tell you right now that from the few conversations I've had with some of the folks here already this evening, that whatever the comments are, there are some people here who believe that this is the best thing that ever happened in their whole life.
The events of the following day would shock the world.
Some 20 years later, Jonestown still raises as many questions as it does answers. Was it a mass suicide or a mass murder? Was it a mind control experiment gone awry? Was the CIA somehow involved?
While still a teenager, Jones established a pulpit on the street corners of Richmond, Indiana, where he sold monkeys door-to-door in order to fund his activities. There he came to know a juvenile police officer named Dan Matron, whose improbable path Jones would cross and recross in the years ahead. By the late 1950s, Jones had married his high school sweetheart, Marceline, and established an interracial church based in Indianapolis. He called it the People's Temple. At first, the church prospered, but Jones had a secret life. Matrone left Richmond and joined a sometime CIA cover at the State Department. Coincidentally or not, Jones suddenly became of deep interest to the most clandestine department of the agency, whose activities included mind control experiments, attempts to assassinate Fidel Castro, and operations to infiltrate and disrupt black organizations. For reasons that the CIA has always refused to explain, they opened a secret file in Jones' name. Suddenly, Jones abandoned his church, and armed with two passports, the young charismatic preacher traveled to a series of political hotspots, Mexico, Cuba, Guyana, and Brazil. Though he spoke no Portuguese, in 1962, Jones moved to Belo Horizonte, a small town in Brazil. With no apparent means of support, he rented an expensive house and began to make in-depth studies into voodoo, faith healing, mass conversion, and ESP, a key investigative element of the CIA's mind control program. But Jones was not the only person there from Richmond, Indiana. He later bragged of visits to his neighbor, Dan Matrone. The former police chief was now working for a sometime CIA cover at the U.S. consulate, training Brazilian police in the subtleties of hostile interrogation. Jones was also contacted by another key member of American intelligence at that time, John Lodison, who'd been kicked out of the Soviet Union for spying. In Brazil, he met with Jones for reasons that the CIA still refuses to explain. But Jones' stay in Brazil did not last. He left the country soon after a newspaper article appeared claiming he was a CIA agent. Returning to the USA, Jones moved the People's Temple to Northern California, where its membership grew rapidly.
Jones flourished in San Francisco's cult-worshipping atmosphere. Membership in his People's Temple swelled to nearly 20,000 as his reputation grew, and he started food kitchens and daycare centers. He particularly targeted minorities. Believing that the ends justified the means, he put on fake displays of healing and said that he was the reincarnation of Jesus Christ. Using classic brainwashing techniques, he bound his followers to him so that they willingly gave him whatever property and money they had.
I can't imagine talking to perhaps, you know, the most discriminated against perhaps of any group. I really don't feel comfortable with our worship being photographed. I really don't. I must go against the entire council. I don't feel good about it. They can photograph me all they choose, because I do not care. I'm fearless. I come unafraid of anything, but I don't want the cameras focusing on others. I don't want them. Focus on me all you want. I owe something to my people, and that's to be a good pastor, and that I am. The best I am.
His services were dazzling affairs, with soul and the gospel singers, dance groups, and celebrity preachers like black revolutionary Angela Davis. The size of his congregation gave him a political power base. During the 1976 presidential election campaign, he allegedly provided support for the Democrats and met the presidential candidate's wife. Local politicians sought his support, and he became a member of the city's housing commission.
People from all walks of life were just fascinated by Jim Jones. I mean, I remember going to a testimonial dinner. Who is there at the dinner? You got Angela Davis, the communist, and you have...
Double talk is all you get. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Have Walter Heddy, the chairman of the John Birch Society. And then you had the lieutenant governor of the state of California, you had the mayor, you had the DA, you had the chief of police, you had the supervisors, you had businessmen. They were all there at this meeting, and I thought, Jim, you got your act together.
He'd bring all of these people in, and he himself would come in the midst of a smaller a retinue of aides. They'd shoo him to the front of the room, put him on the center of the chair, and basically sort of guard him the whole time. Guys in dark glasses, black suits, the whole thing. It was very unusual.
Jonestown was in its fourth year when Jones arrived in 1977. Conditions had never been easy. But when he took over, the agricultural mission became a labor camp.
Well, Jim had armed guards. I mean, young men and women who were told that they needed to watch everybody. And it kept you working hard. We headed out to the fields, and you vied to go really far out, actually, because you couldn't hear Jim over the loudspeakers.
Jonestown was wired with loudspeakers, and Jim spoke 24 hours a day on it. When he wasn't speaking, the tapes that they'd made of him speaking played on and on. And
Jim would make these announcements, and he'd say, I'm sending out some children and some of my aides and other people you won't know who they are to pretend they want to leave. And it's a test. It's a loyalty test. And if anyone comes to you, you're to report them.
You didn't know who it would be, so you just never put the place down and how much you enjoyed it there, how much you loved the place and how great he was and how Father was so nice and you had to call him Father. You just never said anything bad about the place, because if you did,
you would be coming up there that night.
They also.
All right. Gotta get a whole bunch of emails real fast. Let me go back to my. The setup here, as you see, is where I wanted to really draw the attention for the listeners out there of how these groups are so infiltrated into politics and how these different people, John Birch Society, whatever, name it, they're all lock, stock, and barrel with these guys to set up. And, of course, these people are being used. And, yes, it targets a minority, and that's always used. But the media is one thing. And one thing I was really interested about here is Jones didn't mind being photographed himself, but he did not want his audience to be photographed. And this is probably perhaps because of any family or friends that might identify him. So we see how the government infiltrates these groups. And this here is noting how the CIA was richly invested in this. And again, we're supposed to support all these intelligence agencies about what they're doing. And of course, this is where they go against the American people. And what I found interesting about this is the fact that on November 18th, 1978, it was 918 Americans that died over there. And it was from a CIA MKUltra program, which you'll find out in the rest of the clip here. The clip continues, and I've left the link in the control room there. It's about another 20-some-odd minutes longer. But this has the same hallmark footprints of David Koresh in the Branch Davidians over at Waco. Koresh, who, with a couple of his companions, also made their way to Israel, and it was noted for links to their links to the Mossad. And, of course, the Mossad, whose links to the CIA and the MI6 in Britain. And, of course, Guyana at this same period of time, Jonestown, was also a British-held territory. And so you have to see how this works here, and we'll get more into this, and I'll have to read a little bit more here to delay till the bottom of the hour here, but otherwise my clip will have to cut off again. So, for the listener out there, one that has watched a lot of world events, and because of medical issues, and there's others like Steve Elkins is listening here online too, but when we see the amount of carnage, I'll call it here, through the destruction of the opiate crisis here in this country, that I, in my opinion, see more of a nefarious means to sedate Americans on SSRI-type drugs. Last week, I highlighted how they're going to, or they're proposing putting lithium inside the drinking water here in the United States, and allegedly it's to prevent suicides, or perhaps it's to keep us, their lab rats, alive as long as possible to see how this mind control experiment turns out. Instantly, you're prescribed something to combat depression, loneliness, and if that doesn't seem to do it, then they'll prescribe another one to go along and work in union with the one they prescribed. And of course, this is billions of dollars for the drug marketers. And a lot of these drug marketers today, like Pfizer and those guys, they're all moving to Israel, just like Boeing and all this other stuff. But a guy has to really wonder. And I have highlighted time and time again the video on YouTube called Psychiatry in the Military, The Hidden Agenda. And this is where all sides, Soviet, German, United States, NATO members, have used narcotics to manipulate soldiers, to basically build the ultimate soldier, to get them to go out on a battlefield and do what they would normally not do. And what's noted in that video of Psychiatry in the Military, The Hidden Agenda, is that during the Iraq War, they gave the Air Force pilots these amphetamines during the daytime to build them up, and then Ambien to instantly knock them out at night, so they wouldn't have to think about what they had done during the previous day. So that will continue with the video here just after this break here, and then I'll open up the phone line. So hang on, and we'll be right back.
Turn to talk radio. Any time at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio. Double talk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
And a little thing that you want to know. Turn to Talk Radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go. It's on Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. And continuing with this video here, I want to think personally of when I contacted the FDA about certain prescriptions that I was being prescribed. One of them was an ingredient called SLS, or sodium lauryl sulfate. And, of course, I had four different prescriptions that all had that in that. And, of course, I contacted the FDA, and I asked what was the toxicity level of that SLS in these drugs. And they said at the time they were having a meeting on that very additive. And I said, well, can I get the minutes from the meeting? And they said, no. And that kind of raised my ire a little bit there. And, of course, SLS is used in floor wax strippers, engine block degreasers, and is labeled as a poison. And so, again, what is the toxicity level in this ingredient? And then to think, if you're taking one, well, what happens if you take all four? And, again, when I asked him again about this, I says, well, then I'll just file a FOIA request on it. And they said they'd ignore it. So with that, Ken, would you continue with the play there?
So told of full-scale rehearsals for mass suicide in the jungle.
I'll talk to psychiatrists, whatever, but I believe I was brainwashed.
But we do understand that it's extremely difficult for anyone to comprehend people being in a cult group, standing by, watching their daughter being beat 75 times as I did, watching children being beat, microphones held to their mouth while they're screaming so that everyone throughout the building that are not in a public meeting can hear them scream also. Going through electric shock treatment where they're screaming. It's incredibly difficult for anyone to believe a story like this.
There are SWAT teams consisting of 50 young men and women dressed in khaki. There's two teams of 25 each that are armed with 200 to 300 guns, and that they patrol all day and all night the whole encampment, and that Jim Jones has stated publicly that nobody better try to escape from here because you will be shot.
The methods that Jim Jones used in his cult, the People's Temple, are definitely classical mind control techniques. And according to a book by Michael Myers, which is called Was Jonestown a CIA Medical Experiment, his documentation leads him to conclude that actually Jonestown was run by the CIA. Prior to being Jonestown in the deep jungles of British Guiana, that site was actually under control of what was called the Shalom Project. This was a CIA program for training black mercenaries for warfare in Angola.
I'd gone through a false mass suicide. I went through one talk, and I went through one where we actually took a drink, and we were told we had an hour to live so that Jones could find out how people would react psychologically.
Turning Jonestown's children against his own enemies was standard practice for Jim Jones, and it delighted him.
I like to kill Greystone and Tombstone. I'll go back and do it right now.
I think that I should take a knife and cut Mr. Tupper all up real good and put poison in him and invite all my relatives over there and have them eat him, and then I'll die.
It was terror. It was living terror living inside Jonestown.
Deborah Layton had escaped Jonestown a few months earlier with bizarre tales of mind control, armed guards, and suicide rehearsals. They are recounted in her new book, Seductive Poison.
The suicide drills were the most frightening and disturbing things there, that we would be awakened from the middle of a dreamless sleep to Jim's voice screaming over the loudspeaker that we were going to die, that we had to come to the pavilion, that mercenaries were coming in to kill us.
She put her concerns in a sworn affidavit to the U.S. State Department months before Congressman Ryan's trip. Congressman Ryan and the journalists arrived in Guyana on Tuesday, November 14th, 1978.
Well, he was such a kind man, so compassionate. Didn't get excited about nothing. Oh, it'll be okay. It'll be fine. Just take it easy. It'll be fine. That's just the way he was.
For some time, Ryan had been a thorn in the side of the CIA. He had recently pushed through congressional legislation that curtailed the agency's covert foreign activities. As Ryan prepared for a first-hand look at Jonestown, he was joined by a State Department agent, Richard Dwyer. What he didn't know was that Dwyer was working undercover.
A man named Dwyer was the head of the CIA here. I mean, the CIA had a presence here. It was an unrevealed presence at the time.
I had a premonition about the trip. There was something that just made me feel a great deal of uncertainty.
In 1978, Jackie Speer was the legal aide to San Francisco area Congressman Leo Ryan. They were about to embark on a fact-finding trip to look into reports of abuse and brainwashing at the remote jungle compound known as Jonestown.
I always kind of shake my head in disbelief when they refer to it as a suicide. Those people were not in control of their minds. They had been brainwashed.
The next day, 20 temple members decided they wanted to leave. In a haze of drugs, Jones' world began to fall apart.
Jones reacted angrily when shown a note from a cult member asking the party for help to get away.
Someone came and passed me this note.
Well, that's who we're talking about. He wants to leave his son here. If Jones sounds such a bad place, why does he want to leave his son here? He's the one that I'm just talking about. Yeah, he's coming. This is the man that wants to leave his son here. People play games, friend. They lie. What can I do about liars? Are you people going, leave us? I just beg you, please leave us. Bill,
We will bother nobody. Anybody wants to get out of here can get out of here. We have no problem about getting out of here. They come and go all the time. I don't know what kind of game. People like people like publicity. Some people do. I don't.
But he said goodbye, apparently calmly. Then he whispered to one of his lieutenants. As the party reached the airport, a man with a knife tried to stab Ryan. The congressman described the attack.
Yeah, he said something about rob and choke and kill and or knife. I don't know. But what he said was he intended to kill him.
The party had now been joined by about 30 cult members who wanted to get away, and the enlarged party walked out towards the aircraft. Congressman Ryan went over to shake the pilot's hand. As the party waited, a tractor and trailer appeared in the background. Hidden men opened fire. Congressman Ryan, two reporters, and an NBC cameraman were killed. Several other journalists and defectors were injured.
One man who was not executed at the airstrip was Richard Dwyer, the undercover CIA man from the American Embassy, seen here peeling off from Ryan's party seconds before the tractor arrives. Where Dwyer was in the next few hours is key to one of the mysteries that still lies at the heart of the Jonestown tragedy. Having dealt with Congressman Ryan, Jones now turned his insanity on the Temple's faithful.
At this point in time, Jonestown had become surreal. Almost everything that was going on seemed surreal to me. I mean, by this time, I pretty much figured out this guy was mad. But he said, I've never seen or felt Jonestown so peaceful or quiet. And I remember getting a chill just course through my body because Jonestown had never been in more agony, had never been so less together.
From his seat in the pavilion, Jones recorded the last desperate hour of the People's Temple. In front of him, more than 900 of his followers, who were surrounded by guards holding rifles and crossbows. For all but a few, there was no escape. Subsequent medical examinations revealed that many of the dead had been murdered, held down, and injected with cyanide. Jones himself was one of the last to die. A single gunshot to the head sometime around midnight. His killer has never been known. At 3:30 in the morning, when everyone was dead and several hours before anyone arrived, a radio message was sent from Jonestown using a secret CIA channel, reporting what it described as a mass suicide. This was the message that shaped our view of Jonestown for years to come, even though the best medical evidence suggests that most of those who died had been murdered. The question then becomes who sent that message. The only functioning radio in the area belonged to the local American intelligence officer, Richard Dwyer. Though he always denied going back to Jonestown that night, the last tape tells a very different story.
Take Dwyer on down to the east house. Get Dwyer out of here before something happens to him. Dwyer? I'm not talking about your jaw. Dwyer.
Though more than 900 Americans had died, Richard Dwyer and other U.S. Embassy officials would later receive medals and promotions. A multi-million-dollar lawsuit was subsequently filed by Congressman Ryan's daughter and the relatives of those who died. The suit described the deaths as a massacre and alleged that Jones was an agent or operative of the Central Intelligence Agency. Was dismissed on a technicality and never tried.
Here's more from Bob Jimenez in Guyana.
Recovery teams have been removing the dead from Jonestown since Wednesday. Today, as the recovery operation neared what appeared to be the end, the miscalculation was realized. There were not 400 bodies as first thought, but nearly twice that number. Some were found alongside a temple where recovery teams were just starting to work. Air Force Captain John Muscatelli talked to reporters.
The original count of persons found dead at the Jonestown site has been found to be seriously in error. It now appears there may be as many as 780 bodies total found at the site. They were found simply buried under other bodies. There were larger adults that were grouped together, and under their bodies were found the bodies of smaller adults and children.
But the medical team were not the only people in Jonestown that day. During the immediate aftermath, Jeff Brilley was approached by a man in civilian clothes who asked him to guard a large box of documents.
And he said, I'm from the U.S. Embassy.
All right. So, folks, tonight you see this is the same standard MO from 9/11, zero investigations, cover up. And what's odd about this thing is I think the plethora of people mentioned before, like the Democrats, the Marxists, as well as those of the police back then that supported all this, it's a standard MO, and again, zero investigations, or the cover-up of said investigations, like in Waco, the same MO of Koresh, you know, allegedly having all these bodyguards, and it has been confirmed through different sources there. William Cooper had highlighted this. The fact is that Koresh was actually shilling out some of his people to take part in these experiments. So it was another one. And it's also been alleged the fact that David Koresh had a lot of evidence tying the Clintons to this massive drug cartel that was running in the United States at the same time of Oliver North. And we know how that investigation went down, as well as the congressman then at that time that would not even get into that because it involved Rex 84, the suspending of the U.S. Constitution. There are so many ties into this story here, as well as Ted Kaczynski that lived here in Lincoln, Montana. He lived in the same era of time and went to school in Chicago. Oddly, if you watch Naomi Klein's video, The Shock Doctrine, where they first tried this experiments up in Canada, that the students then could opt out if they got too far involved in it, in which they all did, and they moved that down here to the United States. The same time period, the same schooling systems that Ted Kaczynski would have been in. And it's been suggested highly that he, too, was one of these MK Ultra recipients. Now, on top of that, we have the 1973 Chile coup down there, the coup d'etat. This is where, in Naomi Klein's video, it talks about all these foreign students coming up to the United States and got involved in this shock doctrine, in which they would later return and basically destroy their country through this mental mind screwing of people like that, you know. And this is all through the premise of getting rid of these socialist, well, not rid of them, but putting in their own special people there. Margaret Thatcher used this during the massive coal strikes, and of course, to distract the public over there, they used liberating an island of sheep down there in the Falklands. But it is amazing when you start looking at the drug emporium of how drugs are being used to sedate so many people, and it's to keep them into oblivion so that perhaps, like Oliver North, or during that trial, when they start talking about the suspending of the Constitution, and then now when we hear about this new world order, about what these people are actually doing, and are, in fact, all these intelligence agencies all actually one. Just like when you read in The Guardian how the NSA shares all raw data with Israel. And, of course, you would think that'd be in violation of Americans' Fourth Amendment rights as well as other ones. But all this data sharing, it's like all the people are the constant enemies, and the governments continue to work at will, do whatever they want. And again, I like to assert the one thing about all the alleged terrorism today is nearly all reported cases of the perp was known to the FBI, and that the evidence of these pristine passports that are always found, it's like the how do you they they get rid of all the loose ends and tie it to one individual who, at the end, is shot and killed. End of story. No investigation. And this is the premise of actually what I see this. And, of course, this other organization, this Shalom, which was mixed, it said it was CIA, but I've looked it up there, and I see that this is tied to many, many religious organizations. And so I wonder, out of that, how much of religions today are being targeted by these groups. And like the FBI and others, they all have their informants and stuff. And it reminds me of Louis Farrakhan when he talked about the Zionists, how they wanted him to report exactly what he was saying before he said it to his congregation. And, of course, he's labeled as an anti-Semite. But anyway, we'll be right back after this, and phone lines will be open. 1-800-313-9443.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Front Sight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over Front Sight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Well, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in Western Montana. I'm going to continue here with a few other thoughts on this. You know, right now, there was just this last week here, there was an article on Investment Watch where it spoke of all the churches across the planet being targeted, and mainly these are Christian churches. And it doesn't matter whether it's not only here in America, but also in Syria, Israel, South African Boers, and that list keeps growing. And I can't help but think of that saying here about drinking the Kool-Aid. But I'd like to remind you, you know, that since so much stuff is associated here with cults and churches and what their so-called agenda is, dogma, these are more like control mechanisms. And today, most people would know that the our belief in Christ rests within us, not in some organization. And that's why, whether it's politics, with government, or anyone else, they always want you to belong to some kind of association, some kind of group. And those that think outside the box and aren't like that, kind of like myself, we're the ones that are basically demonized all the time. But anyway, so in reference to all this, so the constant cover-ups shows that there's something nefarious going on. And this even goes back to McVeigh with the Oklahoma City bombing there. He complained at bullying at school, and of course he joined the military. And I thought this was interesting, is one of the reasons, and this is through Wikipedia on my research there, that he stated that his belief in the United States government was the ultimate bully. And of course his complaints was confirmed by Ramsey Clark, where Clark himself mentioned that as Iraqi soldiers were surrendering, they were mowed down, killed. And that's not what you do to prisoners of war. And this is like the Rhine-Meadow camps over in Germany, where the United States government had systematically reclassified its POWs to enemy combatants, just like Gitmo or any of these other prisons, black prisons. And they detain, torture, and do other weird things, slicing penises with razors and stuff, the sodomy. But see, this is a government, as well as UK and others, you can't hold no monopoly on it because they're all in on it. But they're the ones that have systematically been breaking laws, invading or encroaching on people's rights, incarcerating them for years, no trials, and they're just used as like puppets to stand up there so that whenever they want to note something about terrorism or whatever, they can pull a rabbit out of their hat and say, here's this actor. And of course, you realize, you know, that any confessions they get are done under immense torture. And of course, no one wants to get tortured. So, of course, eventually someone would cop to whatever they want. I have another video on my hard drive here of a U.S. soldier who describes how the U.S. sent bulldozers over there to that highway of death, in which they buried both alive and dead soldiers there in that highway of death 1991 scene. So anyway, we'll be right back after this, top of the hour break, and then the phone lines are open if you want to call 1-800-313-9443.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.